天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨欣，很高兴和您在天路导向节目相遇。相信每位基督徒在信主后生命都有所改变，我们信主不是要得到从神而来的福气，而是要以感恩的心来回应神的呼召，每一天荣耀主的名。今天麦克牧师继续透过彼得前书的系列信息来和我们听众朋友们分享谨慎自守。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
How delighted we are that you have tuned in to this broadcast once again.
我们很高兴你能再次收听这个节目。
And if you are listening to this broadcast for the first time,
如果这是你第一次收听，
we have just started a series of messages from 1 Peter.
我们刚开始讲一个根据彼得前书的系列信息。
Last time we started learning how we are to respond to the sevenfold blessings that God has given us.
上一次我们开始学习如何回应神赐给我们的七重福气。
Peter tells us that there are six different ways we need to respond to God's blessings.
彼得告诉我们需要从六方面做出回应。
We learned that we are to respond to God's blessings in an attitude of gratitude.
我们学到应该以感恩的心来回应神。
Out of this gratitude, our behavior must reflect our thankfulness for these blessings.
因着感恩，我们的行为举止都会反映出我们多么感谢神所赐的恩惠。
Our lifestyle must mirror these blessings.
我们的生活形态必然会反射出神所赐的恩典。
Our lives must mirror the good name of Jesus.
我们的生活必然反映出耶稣的美名。
In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter said,
彼得前书一章十三节，彼得说，
Gird the loins of your mind.
要约束你们的心。
This means we must live our lives being spiritually alert, not asleep.
意思就是说，我们的生活必须保持属灵上的警醒，不要沉睡。
We will take a moment and look at the scripture in 1 Peter 1:13 to 16.
现在让我们来看彼得前书一章十三到十六节。
Let's read it together.
让我们来读这段经文。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
When you are a believer who is counting your blessings,
身为基督徒，当你数算你所得到的恩典时，
not only do you gird your loins,
你不但能约束你的心，
but you are also to be sober and self-control.
你也能保持醒觉和自制。
Many people of the world are not fond of the word self-control.
世上很多人不喜欢自制这两个字。
But Peter says that self-control is absolutely essential for the thankful believer.
但彼得说，对一个常常感恩的基督徒来说，自我节制是最基本的要素。
Self-control is an absolute necessity for the grateful believer.
对一个常常感恩的基督徒来说，自我节制是绝对必要的。
This image of sobriety, Peter derives from the all too familiar world of drunkenness.
在彼得心目中，这个清醒自制的形象和醉酒的样子是相对比的。
I will say more about this when we get to chapters 4 and 5.
当我们查到第四、第五章时，我会多谈谈这方面的事。
But for now,
现在
I want you to know several things.
我希望你明白以下几点。
Most people who get drunk do so for one of two reasons.
酗酒的人通常有两个原因。
They get drunk either because they do not want to face reality,
他们为了逃避现实而醉酒。
Or because they are afraid of the future,
或者害怕面对未来。
And sometimes both.
有的时候两者都怕。
But the Christian believer does not have a need to lose touch with reality.
但基督徒却没有脱离现实的必要。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he or she already knows that God is walking with them step by step.
因为他们清楚知道人生的每一步，神都与他们同行。
The believer knows that God is always with them in the present.
基督徒知道目前的每一刻，神都与他们同在。
The believer knows this because God promised us.
基督徒之所以知道，因为是神自己应许的。
I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord.
主说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
How can you count your blessings and still want to lose touch with reality?
当你不断数算神的恩典时，你怎么会想要脱离现实呢？
Or escape from God's presence?
或者逃避神的同在呢？
Christians are also confident about the future.
基督徒对未来也是充满信心的。
A believer knows that the future is certain.
基督徒知道未来是确定的。
A believer knows that in death they will be with the Lord.
基督徒知道死亡就是与主同在。
Peter takes the allegorical drunkenness of the body.
彼得以一个喝醉酒的身体作为比喻。
And he applies it to the spiritual realm.
应用在属灵的层面。
Peter applies it to our spiritual life and our spiritual walk.
用来比喻我们属灵的生命和生活。
To be a self-controlled believer, you must do three things.
要成为一个自制的基督徒，必须做到三件事。
A believer must be of sound mind.
一个基督徒必须有健全的心智。
A believer must be sober.
一个基督徒必须保持清醒。
A believer must not try to escape from reality.
一个基督徒不应该逃避现实。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is going to bless you in your reality.
因为神会在你所处的现实环境中赐福给你。
A believer knows that when Jesus is fully revealed, there is nothing but glory for him.
基督徒都知道，当主耶稣完全显现时，一切的荣耀都要归给他。
The believers know, far from being afraid of the future, they are longing for the manifestation of the justice of God.
基督徒都知道，我们根本不用惧怕未来，因为我们渴望神彰显他的公义。
Believers know that far from being afraid of the future, they are comforted by God.
基督徒都知道，我们根本不用惧怕未来，因为神会安慰我们。
A good translation for verse 13 would be as follows.
第十三节也可以这么翻译。
Therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。
Set your mind fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
把你的心思专注于耶稣基督显现的时候所要带给你们的恩惠。
So in thankfulness, you should be alert.
因此要带着感恩的心保持警醒。
Secondly,
第二
In thankfulness, you must be holy.
因为你感恩，你一定要圣洁。
This is a word that is often stops people in their tracks.
圣洁这两个字往往使人裹足不前。
But that's because they have the wrong idea about the word holy.
因为他们错误地理解圣洁的意义。
What does holiness mean?
圣洁是什么意思呢？
Does it mean putting on a halo on your head and going to live in the mountains?
是否头戴光环隐居深山呢？
No.
不是的。
Holiness is the command of God for every believer in Jesus Christ.
圣洁是神对每一个基督徒的命令。
In fact, you can look at the word in the Old Testament or the New Testament.
事实上，不论新约或旧约，你都能看到这句话。
Be holy, for I am holy.
你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
It is a command.
这是个命令。
It is in the imperative mood.
这是祈使语气的句子。
It is not something you have a choice about.
你没有选择的余地。
You cannot just either take it or leave it.
并非可以做，也可以不做的。
In fact, a great preacher once said,
事实上，有一位伟大的传道人曾经说过，
What I owe my congregation is my personal holiness.
我必须保守个人的圣洁，我要向全会众负责。
Well, what does holiness mean?
那么到底圣洁是什么意思呢？
Does it mean that you need to go out into the wilderness and become a hermit?
是否需要退到旷野做个隐士呢？
No.
不是的。
That's not the reality of the scripture.
圣经不是这么说的。
Jesus prayed and said,
耶稣祷告说，
Father, I pray for you not to take them out of this world, but to keep them from the evil one.
父啊，我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
We are to be in the midst of the world.
我们仍然生活在世界里。
And yet we are in the world to be holy.
然而我们在世界里要圣洁。
So what does holy mean?
那么什么是圣洁呢？
Well, you may have heard the Bible is called the Holy Bible.
你可能听说过我们的经书是圣经。
Why do we call the Bible the Holy Bible?
为什么称为圣经呢？
It means it is a book that belongs to God.
因为这是属于神的书。
Being holy means you belong to God.
圣洁就是属于神的意思。
Every part of you belongs to God.
你整个人都是属于神的。
Your body and your soul belong to God.
你的身体灵魂都属于神。
The way you show that you belong to God is through your obedience to the Word of God.
别人怎么知道你是属于神的呢？就是通过你遵从神的话。
How else would you prove your holiness?
不然你怎么样证明你是圣洁的呢？
A believer must obey the Word of God every single day of his or her life.
基督徒一生中的每一天都要遵从神的话。
The obedience Peter is talking about is not a sometimes obedience.
彼得所说的顺服不是暂时的顺服。
It is not an occasional obedience.
不是偶尔的顺服。
It is not a seasonal obedience.
不是一时的顺服。
It is not obedience when you want something from God.
不是对神有所求时才顺服。
Then after you get it, you disappear and forget to obey until you want something else.
当你得到所祈求的，就失踪忘记了，直到你另有所求时，才再顺服神。
That's not what Peter is talking about.
彼得讲的不是这种顺服。
But to be holy is a daily moment by moment obedience.
圣洁是每天每时每刻的。
Let's look at verse 14 of 1 Peter chapter 1.
让我们来看彼得前书第一章十四节。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
As obedient children.
做顺命的儿女。
As obedient children what?
做顺命的儿女之后呢？
As obedient children, do not do what you did before you knew Jesus.
做了顺命的儿女，就不要再做那些认识耶稣之前的行为。
Don't live like you lived before Christ.
你的生活应该和认识基督前的生活不同。
As obedient children, don't imitate the movie stars.
成为顺命的儿女，就不再模仿电影明星。
Imitate Jesus.
而是效法耶稣基督。
As obedient children, do not get your advice from newspapers or television.
成为顺命的儿女，就不再采取报纸或电视的意见。
But as obedient children, get your advice from the Word of God.
顺命的儿女从神的话获得指引。
As obedient children, do not reflect the selfishness of society.
顺命的儿女不再表现出社会上的自私自利。
But as obedient children reflect the selflessness of Jesus Christ.
顺命的儿女却能表现出耶稣基督的无私。
As obedient children do not insist on your own way.
顺命的儿女不再偏行己路。
But like Jesus insist on the Father's way.
而是效法耶稣坚守神的道。
As obedient children, do not indulge yourself in everything.
顺命的儿女不再任意妄为。
But like Jesus, give of yourself.
而是效法耶稣，奉献自己。
As obedient children, do not just please yourselves.
顺命的儿女不再顾念自己的喜好。
But like Jesus, please your heavenly Father.
而是效法耶稣，讨天父喜悦。
As obedient children, do not carry grudges and hold things against people.
顺命的儿女待人不再斤斤计较，耿耿于怀。
But like Jesus, forgive them.
而是效法耶稣，乐于饶恕。
As obedient children, do not just do the minimum work required of you.
顺命的儿女不再敷衍了事。
But like Jesus, go the second mile.
而是效法耶稣，愿意走第二里路。
As obedient children,
顺命的儿女
reflect the character of your heavenly Father, which is purity.
反映出天父纯洁的特性。
Reflect the character of your heavenly Father, which is truth.
反映出天父真实的特性。
Reflect the character of your heavenly Father, which is sincerity.
反映出天父诚恳的特性。
Reflect the character of your heavenly Father, which is opposition to evil.
反映出天父嫉恶如仇的特性。
The number one enemy to holiness and life can be summarized in two words.
圣洁的头号敌人可以用几个字来表达。
So what is the enemy of the life of obedience?
那又怎么样？这句话是顺服的大敌。
The indifferent attitude of so what comes from the world.
这种毫不在乎冷漠的态度来自世界。
Peter tells us that as believers, we cannot be apathetic.
彼得告诉我们，身为基督徒不应该无动于衷。
In thankfulness to God, be alert.
我们感谢神就要警醒。
In thankfulness to God, be holy.
我们感谢神就要圣洁。
Next time we will look at the third way we are to respond in thankfulness to God with reverence.
下一次节目我们要谈第三方面，如何表达我们的感恩和对神的敬畏。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
一切挂虑，全心赞美你，全然忘记自己，转意敬拜你，愿你荣光如火降临，手拿着乐意的祭。当你赐下言语，我得了更新，当你荣耀一些，你夺了我心，我的生下言语，我得了更新，当你荣耀一现，你夺了我心，我的生命相服于你，渴望全心归向你，献上眼睛请我口，宣告你心意，守戒心情是否你如圣洁火祭，你的献上肢体，脱衣的祭具，为你的荣耀，你的计划，你的旨意，
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，这集内容给我们很好的提醒，要成为自制的基督徒，就要有一个健全的心智，保持清醒，不应该逃避现实。人生的每一步都有神的同在，有神的保守和看顾，我们要过一个圣洁的生活，讨主的喜悦。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听《天路导向》节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
耶稣，你是何等圣洁美丽，万人中无人能与你相比，耶稣，你是永恒明亮真心，荣耀多贵再来举一望，祝你是尊重。
尊重。